Dave, it was about a year ago that we sat down in a very similar situation, you getting ready for your first camp, and I was struck by how really confident, prepared you were. I'm just wondering, you know, with the reflection of 12 months, you as a coach, how did you grow? What did you change?
Well, I think I'm actually quite a bit more confident now, unfortunately. I hope I'm not pushing the edge on that. I mean, it was more about, you know, handling the team in a team speaking environment, coaching more than just the offensive unit, having knowledge of three parts of the game versus one, and also just following a guy that, in my opinion, is one of the best in Huff. So there was a lot of, to me, things that caused me to have a little bit of nerves. I'm pretty much a guy, though, that believes put your time in and get organized and make sure you handle what you can handle and let the rest take care of itself. I love football. And I love coaching. I just think it's great to try to have an impact with these guys and to go out there and compete and win at something that you feel like is such a team game. So this year for me, I think I obviously will see how the year goes. I don't know. It won't be the same. Who knows if we can be as successful. You know, there's always still things we want to get better at, and I know as a head coach there are things that I will continually work on. And, you know, I got better in the season on my challenge process. I do feel at times as a head coach and then calling the plays, I've got to make sure I've got a full understanding of what's going on all three sides of the ball, and yet I have to communicate my offensive ideas to my assistant coaches. Luckily, I got a great staff. So, you know, it was a good year, great year, in fact, and we're excited to see if we can do it again.
How was your communication overall with staff, with players? I mean, that's the role of a coach, right? You have to communicate.
Yeah, and I was concerned, you know, like when you're the head coach, you know, whether you like it or not, you're just a little bit different, you know. They understand that you're their boss now, whereas before, as the offensive coordinator, maybe I had say on certain things, but we worked together as a staff, and I wasn't sure, you know, are we still going to go out, you know, for dinners, and can we still have small talk, and what sort of a vibe is going to be had. I was very happy with how it worked out. One thing I like about us and our staff is we are a coaching staff. It's not like a special teams and defense offense. We are all together. We work the roster together. We make our decisions based on what's best for the team. And I think it always comes down from Huff that, hey, we're all basically, I guess, dependent on each other. So if I'm not doing well, obviously that's going to affect the guys below me. So very, very fortunate that they all came back. I thought that we were potentially going to lose a guy or two, and feel like when you have that stability and continuity, you should be at your best, and I think our staff is ready for this season, and let's improve.
Off the field, I mean, I don't think people appreciate how much of a shepherd a head coach is. You had tragedy last year. You had a player involved in a legal incident this offseason. How has that impacted you?
Listen, I understand that, and I also know that I'm not babysitting. I like that about pro sports. I think in college, you know, if you go to class and this and that. As a pro, I want men, and I do care about these guys a ton. And that's like you said, they have a piece of me, and I want them to be successful. It doesn't have to be just football. So when you have tragedies and you have some things, some difficulties, it's just like anything else. As father, you understand that you're disappointed, but you're trying to see how you can make an impact on these guys. So I certainly wasn't prepared for some of those things that hit last year. I'm sure hoping that's not the case, but we're going to take some steps this year. You know, I've got some police coming in to talk to the team. I've got Stu Laird's going to come in, and we're going to try to model ourselves as a fireman family. I've got some other things organized that make us tighter as a group and as a family, and by doing that, I believe that's why the guys had so much fight last year, is that they felt like they were a family, and we're going to continue to do that and tackle the challenges that come before us.
What's a fireman family? What do you mean?
Well, we're gonna do something special this year. We're gonna give a special award similar that's been in the past, but we're gonna paint a fire helmet like a Stampeder helmet, with Geo's taking over the third helmet design. And basically it's going to be for us, the guy that maybe does everything right but doesn't get acknowledged. And we talked to the department about always going in with a game plan and trusting the guy next to you. But guess what? Doesn't always. You don't come to a situation that has the same. The fires are different. Games are different. We have to adjust. We have to communicate. We have to have pride in our in what we do and teamwork and basically have that attitude that we got to be together. We can't do it on one on ourselves and. So we're going to kind of join that mantra. I know a lot of firemen, a lot of football players become firemen. I feel like we can help extend not only the, I guess, public image of the fire department, but we can also understand that what they do and their core values can be important for us. So that's going to be a fun side note. And I like to have ex-players come in and talk to our DO. We got, you know. Actually, Rick Hansen's coming in for the police. I love Rick, so I'm anxious to see how, you know, we want to incorporate ourselves into the community. We want to understand that we want to be part of Calgary. We want to make Calgary better. And so police and fire are two groups that I respect and love to have our guys associated with them.
On the field, I'm just curious about since the last game you played, the Grey Cup, to now, what was the goal for you? What did you look at as the areas with Huff that you wanted to improve?
Well, I think we had to understand, you know, as a staff, you know, I had to try to figure out, you know, why we didn't play Stampeder football. The effort was great. We just didn't play well enough. And so, you know, I'm certainly going to look at it. And is there overconfidence? You know, what message should I send to the guys? Do I need to adjust schedules? You know, all those things were looked at. And came down to, I think, honestly, that, you know, it was one of those things where I think human nature did play into it a little bit. We felt like we were pretty good, and they came and kind of took the first couple punches at us. We did respond, which I love about our guys. But that's a past game. I like to learn from the past. Mm-hmm. I figure you got a problem if you don't, but we need to certainly, as a staff, learn from it and then give our guys a couple tidbits, and hopefully we get back in that situation and hopefully have a better result.
I thought you had a really great line at the press conference today. Somebody asked you about, well, you've got so many veterans and, you know, looks like your roster's stacked. Not something that you necessarily buy into.
Well, no, but I'm gonna treat them to where, you know, yeah, if it's equal, the vets will win the job.
Sure.
But you've got to go earn it. That's going to be part of our thing this year is go out and earn it because I'm not giving out any freebies or any handouts. If you want it, you'll earn it. And I don't know about you, but everything that's good in life, you go, is it tastes a lot better and it's sweeter when you earn something. I don't need a handout. So guys, go compete and go figure it out. And I'm not going to make decisions on who starts and who's not. You are, by your play and by your work ethic and your attitude and your knowledge. So let's see what happens. I love our depth chart right now, and I just hope, you know, like injury-wise, I know with two preseason games in week one, I got to be smart. But other than that, if we can get through that little hurdle, I think we'll be in good shape.
In terms of guys that you'll have and won't have, you've got a couple of pretty big names that aren't going to be ready to go right at the beginning of camp, right?
We'll have more than a few, actually. Okay. You guys will see it. But I don't want to limit them. I want to give them the opportunity to let me know how their body feels. But, I mean, I've got more than a few offensive linemen that we consider limited. And then, obviously, Jamar Wall, Mayo, a couple of other guys, even defensively, that probably won't be a go for at least a week. And that's the challenge is I don't really need to see those two guys. I think they're going to be the type of player I've seen year in, year out. But I do need them to understand that they've got to get their body right so that they can be that guy come week one.
We're just getting ready to go on, and you were talking about training. You like training camp. You get a chance to be creative. Tell me about how a head coach can be creative at training camp.
I like it. First off, there's no real pressure. You don't have to win any games. Nobody's up there, you know, booing you or anything like that in the stands and yelling at you. You're a bum. So I think, honestly, for me, I really like watching football and seeing new ideas. I think, honestly, we consider ourselves, obviously, good communicators, but football is a lot about just trying ideas. How can you make it fit our game, because we take ideas from all college, pro, other teams, so we just, you know, seeing what they've got. Now, how does it fit our offense? How do we want to coach it? What differences can we put in there? how can we make it fit our athletes and all those sort of things. And love just trying it in training camp, and if it works, great, and if it don't, it goes into the recycle bin and maybe tweak it some other time, but move on. And by doing that, I think you can come up with a lot of ideas. I always go back into my bag there of plays and find things as the year goes on that I'm not going to show all my cards that first few weeks, so I like to stash away a few things, come back later in the year and bring them out, and at least you know it looked good in camp, and usually the guys have a little bit of foundation to go back on, and it certainly helps us achieve success when we go back to those ideas.
Is it collaborative with the other coaches? Do you encourage that kind of thinking too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have as much, say, defensively, but I do talk to those guys on what gives us trouble. So whatever's given us trouble or some good ideas or things, I will basically bring it up, and then they run with it. Offensively, though, we spend weeks on weeks talking ideas, watching film, how do we want to do this. Our coaches call their coaches, and they sit and they do professional development where they go down and sit down with these guys and really try to see. And the thing that's really interesting for me is U.S. plays don't always translate it all to Canada. So, you know, what's working down there doesn't mean it's going to work up here. And why is it working down there? If they're putting in double tight ends and an extra offensive lineman to try to get matchups, well, that doesn't play out in Canada. So we certainly, the hurry-up offense is something we've looked at. Is it us? Is it our identity? So we certainly are always trying to get better, though, and we're willing to try things, and that's what training camp is for, and that's why I like it.
Last one for you, and it has to do with, this is a new year. I mean, I think you made that quite clear today, that it can't be about what you didn't do last year. It's living in the moment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for us, we're kind of coming up with another one of cliches, but, you know, we wanted to talk about being all in, but we did want to say that it's basically being all in to where you're at. And one of the things Pete Costanza, our receiver coach, you know, be where your feet are. Basically, where you are, you need to put your energy and your time into that. And all of us have distractions. I mean, I got a new puppy at home. She's causing issues. But we all have distractions. But it's basically you got to lock into where you're at, make yourself better that day, that moment, focus. Make sure that you feel like where you're at, yeah, that you the other players can count on you. I love accountability. I love the guys making sure that they know I'm ready and that I'm prepared, and I certainly want players the same way.